righteous. Blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven.
Wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to Titus.
Let us be attentive.
Titus, my son, the saying is sure. I desire you to insist on these things, so that those who have believed in God may be careful to apply themselves to good deeds. These are excellent and profitable to men. But avoid stupid controversies, genealogies, dissensions, and quarrels over the law, for they are unprofitable and futile. As for a man who is factious, after admonishing him once or twice, knowing that such a person is perverted and sinful, he is self-condemned. When I send Artemis or Tychicus to you, do your best to come to me at Nicopolis, for I have decided to spend the winter there. Do your best to speed Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos on their way, and see that they lack nothing. And let our people learn to apply themselves to good deeds so as to help the cases of urgent need and not to be unfruitful. All who are with me, send greetings to you. Greet those who love us in the faith, and grace be with you all. Amen.
Peace be to you who have read.
Amen.
Wisdom, arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be with all. Is it this one? The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Let us be attentive. The Lord said to his disciples, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Think not that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Whoever then relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But he who does them and teaches them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven."
Glory to you, Lord. Glory to you, Lord.
Please be seated. Good morning. When I first started seminary at Holy Cross, a classmate of mine said, "Enes papas prapina hi orthodoxia, orthopraxia, ke miaklifoni." That is, a priest must have orthodoxy, correct behavior, and a good voice. Unfortunately, most of my class, really, most of my class lacked this third element, a good voice, much to the disappointment of my chanting professors. But the first two, orthodoxy and correct behavior, orthopraxy, are crucial to our Orthodox Christian life. In fact, the Archbishop of Greece recently said, "Orthodoxy does not exist without correct behavior." Orthodoxy does not exist without correct behavior. Orthopraxia, or correct behavior, orthopraxy, is the mark of the true Orthodox Christian, one who not only believes but acts according to his belief. Of course, not following or acting upon our beliefs is not a new problem. People have claimed the true faith while at the same time lacking correct behavior. For example, when St. John the Baptist preached, some had the attitude that having correct faith was enough. This was an attitude St. John tried to correct. Remember St. John's words? St. John the Baptist said, "Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.'" He knew the danger that many believers faced. They lacked correct behavior, orthopraxia. Many of them hid behind their religious heritage. After all, they had Abraham as their father. Christ, who, as we read in today's gospel reading, had to remind the disciples to have correct behavior, not only by repenting, but also by doing good works. We read that Christ told his disciples to "let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Christ reminded and encouraged the disciples to do good works. They needed the reminder. We all face the same danger today. We too can hide behind our faith, our orthodoxy, our correct view of God and theology, and at the same time lack good works. We might hide behind the exterior of being right, of being correct in our theology, yet lack orthopraxia, that is, correct behavior. When others cannot see our good works, or when we don't even have good works to show, people have a hard time seeing the light and truth of our faith. For example, once a non-Orthodox person said to an Orthodox group of Orthodox priests, "Why don't you do something about Christ and come out from behind those robes?" Our lack of orthopraxy, our lack of correct behavior, such as doing good works, led this person to reject orthodoxy as the true faith. And he had a valid point. We failed to convince him that we are the true church because he could not see our good works. This person accused us of hiding behind our robes instead of doing God's work in the world and sharing his light. We all face this danger of not doing good works, but we can all enjoy the great benefits when we do good works. For example, good works lead others to God. Christ told his disciples to be lights, and they were. Christ said, as we read in this morning's gospel lesson, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Christ promised that doing good works would lead others to God. In the epistle lesson today, we learned that early Christians were urged to do good works. Just as Christ told the disciples to be lights by doing good deeds, so in the epistle to Titus, we read today that we need to practice good works. We read, "And let our people learn to apply themselves to good deeds and not to be unfruitful." The early Christians preached the faith with words and action. They preached the Christian faith by accompanying their words with good deeds. And this is what transformed the ancient Greco-Roman society. Their good deeds were seen by others. Their good deeds led others to God. Christianity replaced the worship of false gods. Christ's promise was fulfilled. Others saw the light of their good works and glorified the one true God. Today we celebrate the fathers of the Fourth Ecumenical Council. Notice that both the gospel lesson and the epistle lesson today emphasize good works. Why? Today, on the Sunday of the Fathers of the Fourth Ecumenical Council, we remember the holy saints who participated in the Fourth Ecumenical Council, one of the most important meetings about theology in the history of the Church, where the Holy Fathers affirmed the Orthodox view on the critical theological issue, the two natures of Christ, both human and divine. When the Church picked the epistle and gospel readings for the Sunday of the Fathers, it could have picked, the Church could have picked some readings about correct teachings, honoring the church leaders, or emphasizing the apostles' continuation of Christ's ministry, or the two natures of Christ. But the Church did not choose those types of readings today. Instead, it chose gospel and epistle readings about good works. Why? Because there is no orthodoxy without correct behavior. The Church Fathers showed their correct beliefs of the Orthodox faith, but they also showed their good deeds. They could not have convinced others of the truth of orthodoxy without these good deeds. Their words and deeds changed the ancient world and transformed it. But just as the Christian message transformed ancient society, so today the Christian message continues to transform societies. Just as God transformed the ancient world through good deeds of the early Christians, so can we, with God's help, transform others around us. God's promise can be fulfilled today. "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." The question for us here is, what do others think of us and our actions? Do our friends, our co-workers, our neighbors, even some of our relatives, look at us and think, how can orthodoxy be true? I don't see a difference between this person and anyone else. Do they shrug their shoulders and see a contradiction between our faith and our actions? Or do they see our good works and give glory to our Father who is in heaven? We all need to ask ourselves, are we bright lights or are we dim bulbs? Do our deeds reflect our actions? Do our deeds reflect our beliefs? Excuse me. Orthodoxy does not exist without correct behavior, orthopraxy. Christ promised us that when others see our good deeds, they will glorify God. Let us then now show our orthodoxy through good deeds. Our parish, in partnership with organizations in the Twin Cities, gives us opportunities to show God's light. Our parish provides opportunities through our youth programs, Philoptichos, and missions and outreach to volunteer at Focus, IOCC, Simpson House, Families Moving Forward, and many other local charities in our area. But it is up to us to make the decision to volunteer. Remember, orthodoxy without correct behavior does not exist. Let us then show our orthodoxy through good deeds. Amen. That